6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Hi, thanks for calling the Campbell Soup Company. We produce real food that matters for life's moments.
It's 9:22 p.m.
Oh, come on. Nobody expects that to be the real time, because it's not. The actual time, my friends, is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin. The The Dubious Goals Committee. That's right. Hello. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee. Glad you could join me. And the first thing we always do is pour the tea, innit? Oh, yeah. What are we drinking today? Well, we're drinking some more of that Shihu-style Long Jing that we started drinking yesterday. It's pretty good. Oh, I sure like it. Whew. Good stuff. All right, now I'm feeling good. I'm feeling energetic. I'm feeling enthusiastic. Let's get out of the car. Ooh, yeah, okay. What's happening? What are we doing? Where are we? Well, I hate to be so utterly predictable, but I did have to come down to the creek again today. Why did we have to come to the creek again today? No, it's not for golf balls. If you missed yesterday's episode of the Dubious Goals Committee, we finally found some marmots down here. We spotted the marmots, and I'm pretty excited about it. So we got to come back down here to see more marmots. Oh, there's a mushroom right up my foot. But there was a woman walking her two dogs. She's got two little tiny dogs. She's walking them, and she's right in front of the marmot den right now. So we're not going to run over there quite yet. But in full disclosure, I got to tell you that I did come down here last night. Shortly before dusk, I was so excited about all our marmoty friends that I decided to come down here last night, came down, and I did not see our marmot, but I did find a yellow golf ball of a type that I have yet to see. There's birds freaking out above me. And I saw something else. I saw another dude last night. Last night I was standing down in the creek and I was looking upstream and there was a raccoon, a snoodler, snoodling around, and he saw me and he was like, What are you doing down here? And I'm like, hey, dude. And then he climbed up the bank. All right, I'm standing at the edge. I'm looking into the trees for my owl buddy. I don't see him. And I just realized something. It's a lot hotter out here than I thought it was. It's warm today. It's overcast, but it's like strangely warm. Like 27? It's better than 80 degrees American. That's not any good. We might not be down here very long today. So, I am now down in the creek. Let's head over to the water. Into the Wasser. See if we can see any golf balls. Anybody playing golf today? Yeah, well, we got golf balls in the mud. We got golf balls. We're up in the ravine. White golf balls. I don't see any owls, but I'm not looking for them too intently. Now I am. I'm looking up. I'm looking up in the trees. They're still kind of hard to spot. because they have camouflage that makes them look like tree. That is their whole sort of evolutionary defense. Look like a tree, and you won't, you know, get eaten. Okay. Oh, I'm not seeing any golf balls. And I'm looking up into the trees again, looking for tree dudes. Tree dudes like barred owls. There are some birds that seem to be in distress, but not enough to make me think there's a raptor in here. So our owl might be on one of the trees on the golf course. I do hear woodpecker sounds. Brrr. Trees getting hammered. Trees getting hammered by bird beaks. All right, now I'm gonna start making my way up to the marmot zone. The marmot zone is up here a little bit. We just got to get around this patch of Xylaria. And let's see, where is that? Up here a little bit further. It is kind of warm out here today. This is not smart, Tobe. Turn around and go home, Tobe. Don't be an idiot, Tobe. Okay, this is interesting. All right, this is where the raccoon I saw last night was. He was right down there in the creek, and he climbed up the bank, and he was walking along that animal path over there. That's what these paths are for. All these little paths are caused by marmots and raccoons and possums and ducks. I don't think ducks are walking along the path, but it's funny to think that they are. Now, where's my mutty den? Up here a little bit further. I get the feeling that we're not going to see any marmots today. Yeah, see, here's where that raccoon was. This is a raccoon trail. He went up in there. I wonder if that's a raccoon house up there. Do raccoons live over there? I don't know, but I'm looking just in case. Looking just in case. All right, see, is this poison ivy? That's climbing up a tree. I'm pretty sure that's poison ivy. Oh, somebody's been digging here. It's a little bit of a dig. Now, where's that marmot den? That's up here a little bit. What I need to do is I need to take a piece of red string and throw it down into the creek. Which way do I want to go? I want to go this way. I'm looking. All right, so yeah, yesterday, if you weren't tuned in, we were just getting ready to leave, and I was actually leaving the creek when I saw a mati. Okay, the den is up here. I saw a mati standing up in the hole, and I'm pretty sure it was the female. We are fairly confident that this is a birthing den, because it was a big den with multiple entrances. Okay, yeah, it's right up here, isn't it? I'm looking around. And so yesterday we saw the mommy mott standing up, and then she ducked down, went into the hole. Then there was some little scurry scurry action when a little motty stuck his butt out, looked around, and then he went down into the creek. And this is where I think he came down. Right here. This is our marmot path. This is our marmot highway into the creek. I'm looking up there. I'm not seeing any of my matis. See, then they come down here. And this explains why we've been seeing big, big marmot tracks and also little, little marmot tracks. Because we got babies. Oh. Yeah, and this is starting to hurt. Well, and also, when we found that big poop mailbox the other day, where was that? We found a lot of mati poops. Where was that? That was around here somewhere, wasn't it? I don't know. I'm going to keep moving upstream a little bit, though. Yeah, see, we got Mati's walking around here. Down here in the mud, we got Mati prints. Mati footprints everywhere. Yeah, look at those Mati footprints down there. But I'm not seeing any Matis. Where's my Matis? I want to find them. Yeah, now I'm past the marmot den. This is where the new tree fell down. There's this dead tree that was here where the coral mushrooms are. It fell into the lawn. Oh, there goes Squawky McBirdie. Oh, there's one of my red bellies up there. Brew, brew. Hi, buddy. See you over here? Look at this. This looks like, yeah, marmots. Something's been coming down the hill right here. Something's been walking down here because it's pushed all this bark away, and all this bark is pushed to the bottom of the hill. Marmots have been scrambling up and down the hill over here, too. Scrambly marmots. That doesn't mean we're seeing any. But that's okay. That's okay. That lady and their dog and her dogs have probably holed our buddies. That's fine. We can come down and see them later, I think. All right. Now, a couple of things are starting to happen at once. One, it's getting too hot for me to be out here. The sun is coming out, and it is trying to peek through the trees in an effort to kill me. All right, I'm back at the den area. I'm going to look around. I can't see any marmots from this angle. Plus, they're all probably in the hole. All the marmots are in the hole. We're a whole lot of marmots. I want a whole lot of mots. Brown. I want a whole lot of mots. Brown. You need Matis because they're funnies. I like Matis. Mott Zeppelin is not a thing. Here's a little mushroom. What kind is it? I thought it was a flammy, but it's not. See, here's digs. Here's more digs. Look, dig, 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 dig. Dig, dig, dig over here. We have evidence of diggers. They're coming down in here to dig. Because digging is fun. Especially if you're a mutty. But as I was saying, I think prudence. Prudence is in order. And in order to maintain some health and being safe, and so I don't get sick, I'm gonna go ahead and get out of this heat. Because it's a little hotter than anybody expected it to be. The sun's coming out, etc., etc. Oh, daddy. Also, you know, walking around just makes my muscle problem worse. It doesn't help. So, oh my God, I'm going to try to start climbing out of the creek here. Okay, let's see if we can make it up the steep, steep bank. Huh, what's that smell? Smells kind of like, I don't know, it's like birch? A little bit of birch and a little bit of something flowery. I don't know, or maybe we should walk over to the marmot den and see if we can see any Matis over there real quick. Maybe we can see them from the top side. But the problem is now all the weeds have grown up. All the weeds that were around the marmot den have gotten really tall. Oh, wild strawberries are shaping up pretty nicely. This is like wild strawberry zone. And so all these weeds are really tall. We got nettles. There's also wild cannabis growing here. So I'm gonna sneak up here really quietly and really stealthily, and we're gonna see if we can find our mutties. I want to see some babies. I want to see baby mutts, because baby mutts are the cutest. And they like to run around and play. And they play fun games like baby marmot sumo wrestling. I'm gonna bite your butt. No, I'm gonna bite your butt. And that's what they do. They try to bite each other on the butt. Okay, and no. I'm not seeing any mutties, baby or otherwise. So, let's plug in the magic music machine and hit random play.
Oh, yeah.
Love is a roller coaster. I should know. That is, of course, the Ohio Players with Love Roller Coaster. Everybody needs some funk in their lives at some point. We need the funk. Gotta have that funk. Oh, we want the funk. But you know what else we need? We need to wash some golf balls. Because these golf balls that I found last night, you know, I did find a white one too. I don't know if I mentioned it. But the yellow one is super interesting because it's one of these nacreous, sparkly, candy over flake balls. And it's the best one yet. I wish you were here so you could see it. It's an amazing thing. But this beautiful yellow sparkly ball is very dirty. It's got some mud on it and it's dried and caked on. And it's at times like these that I have to wonder, how essential is it in keeping a golf ball clean
is essential in improving.
Oh, thanks, digital media, for just crapping out.
And enjoying a great round of golf.
Oh, it's a good
thing. The R&R Products Grand Ball Washer delivers an elegant design while scrubbing the toughest soil from golf balls.
Does it have any features?
Let's take a look at the many features that make the Grand Golf Ball Washer an asset on any course.
What about logos?
The handsome body design is a clean, logo-free design.
Oh, I see.
The unique integrated collar design provides an appealing washer to mounting tube transition.
Nice transition.
The die-cast aluminum body is protected with a durable, hard anodized coating to prevent corrosion.
But what colors?
All ball washers are power coat painted in a rainbow of beautiful colors.
What kind of brush?
The high-performance internal spiral brush provides superior cleaning.
Oh, yeah.
The carabiner hook securely holds the...
That's not a carabiner.
A teardrop overflow drain design prevents unsightly residue stains.
I do hate those unsightly residue stains. They're so inconvenient and they make for an ugly golf course. Now, don't they? Yes, they do. But at least we now know how to remove the toughest soil from golf balls. Yeah, now we know. And the people who make the golf ball washers obviously know, but... This becomes one of those weird infinite regressions, because you got to wonder then, who was the first person to invent the golf ball washer? You know, because who was standing around going, you know, my golf balls are getting kind of dirty. We need some convenient way to, I don't know. But we need to think about this person, this lone inventor, this innovator. And we need to salute this inventor.
Today we salute you, Mr. Golf Ball Washer Inventor.
All right. Mr. Golf Ball Washer About time. Inventor.
The time-honored game of golf is the sport of kings.
I thought horse
and
racing.
And kings don't play with dirty balls.
Don't play dirty.
Wait, I don't think
because
that's right.
Because of you, we can give our balls a sudsy tumble at every tee. The result? Clean, shiny balls every time we whack them. Drive after drive, putt after putt, hole after hole, our dimpled balls stay clubhouse clean.
You know, and that's another thing that occurs to me. If I was going to improve a golf course, it would be in the tee boxes. And I think on my golf course, on the Tobe golf course, if that ever exists, which it probably won't, but I'm just saying if it does... When you're in the tee box, there will be a tee service. And when I say tee service, I mean like a Gong Fu style tee service. So you can have a nice cup of tea, like Da Hong Pao or Jinjin Mei, or maybe some of this delicious Shi Hu Long Jing. Oh. And then you can continue on with your golf game. And hopefully not drive your ball into the creek where I can find it. Unless, of course, it is a purple golf ball, then please, please, drive it into the creek, because I need it. I am going to be an extraordinary happy person on the day that I find a purple golf ball. So happy that I'll probably break into some kind of crazy dance. Maybe some kind of fruit-related dance. Maybe a banana cha-cha. B-A-N-A-N-A-N-A. That's right. Nyam pasu on your banana cha-cha. Oh, yeah. What time is it? I'm really starting to get hungry. Okay, 4 more minutes. No problem. No problem at all, he says. Is he lying? Well, look out, it's some kind of wacky sound effects day. What the hell? Why do I have this plugged in? Oh, right. So we can get plenty of nyam pasta. Okay, so I got some synths out, but not a lot of stuff. I've been thinking, you know, Boop, guess what? Did I explain this today? Here's what's going on. Booper bought one of those Behringer 303 clones, one of those real cheap purple knockoffs, right? And he's been messing around with it. I haven't heard anything from him yet, but as soon as he sends anything, I'll be sure to play it here on and on radio. But all that 303 talk, I've been emailing him a little bit. All that 303 talk has got me thinking I need to get my 303 out again, maybe. I don't know. Should I? You know, I still don't have a power supply for it. I gotta order another power supply. But the power supply for my looper works great for my 303, but I've got my looper working right now. It's plugged in. I've been playing a little bit of guitar recently, so I don't know. I gotta order another one of those. They're cheap. They're only like $20. And so maybe I won't. Maybe I will. Maybe I'll hook up the 303 to some other analog stuff I've got going. And that was one thing I was thinking about last night. All of the synth talk got me thinking about what can I hook up to other things that I haven't hooked up yet. And I thought, well, I could hook up the Bit Collider to this thing. And then somehow we got to get this involved. How are we going to get this thing? Involved. And when I say this thing, I do mean the OP1, which is fully and completely and entirely digital. And so, does it have a standard MIDI connector on it? You know, a DIN 5? No. Does it have a analog MIDI connector? You know, a TRS 8th inch? No. What does it have for MIDI? It has USB. So now I've got to find some kind of box that I can, oh geez, so that I can plug 5-pin DIN into and TRS 8th inch and USB, whatever particular USB connector this, I guess it doesn't matter. It's so dumb. But if I want to get all my stuff synced together, I'm gonna need another piece of hardware, another piece of hardware. I need another piece. Oh, it's the scary UFOs. They're going to land on us. And another thing I need is another small mixer. This small mixer I have is great, but it eats batteries and it's messed up. And we can talk about it later, because you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at... No, at 19:30 UTC. But now it's over and I am out. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.